In this podcast, we will cover physical distancing and hygiene protocols during Alert Level 3. General working arrangements. Keep team sizes as small as possible. Keep a record of who is in each team every day, as you may be required to track back for contact tracing. Site teams are encouraged to put forward split alternating shifts to avoid extensive intermingling and to reduce potential of exposure. Your work site is to be segregated into zones or by other methods, as much as possible to keep different teams and trades physically separated at all times. Where possible, apply a one-way system in high traffic areas, such as lifts, stairwells, and scaffolds. Where practical, all office employees supporting a project should work from home or remotely. When using a vehicle, refer to the cleaning guide. When using a vehicle, limit this to one person per vehicle if possible. External interfaces. Select just one member of your crew to receive supplies. Keep the engagement with the other person as brief as possible. Ask for paperwork to be emailed rather than handed over as much as possible. If unavoidable, then either wear gloves when handling the item or wash hands before handling other items. Site entry. Limit visitors to site wherever possible. Introduce staggered start and finish times where possible to reduce congestion and contact. Monitor site access points to enable physical distancing. You may need to change the number of access points. You may need to change the number of access points to site, either increasing them to reduce congestion or decreasing them to enable better monitoring. Where entry systems that require skin contact, e.g. fingerprint scanners, the cleaning guide must be followed. Require all workers to wash or clean their hands before entering and exiting the site. Allow plenty of space, e.g. 1 meter, between people waiting to enter the site. Regularly clean common contact surfaces in reception, office, access control and delivery areas, e.g. scanners, turnstiles, screens, telephone handsets, desks, and particularly during peak flow times. Where possible, conduct a remote induction before arrival on site. This can be done via video conferencing or by phone. If an in-person induction is required, reduce the number of people to hold them outdoors where possible. Delivery drivers should remain in their vehicles if the load will allow and must wash or clean their hands before unloading goods and materials. Any sign-in registers should be recorded by one person where possible, and do not pass material around the group and minimize contact with any screens. Site meetings. Only absolutely necessary meeting participants should attend. Attendees should be 1 meter apart from each other. Rooms should be well ventilated, windows open to allow fresh air to circulate. Hold meetings in open areas where possible, and meetings are to be held through teleconferencing or video conferencing where possible. Avoiding close working. Risk assessments and method statements must be updated to include COVID-19 control measures. Plan all work to minimize contact between workers. And if that's not possible or safe for workers to distance themselves by 1 meter for a work activity, the following steps must be satisfied. Are the works essential and do they need to be carried out now? If not, the work should not be carried out. If they do need to be carried out, additional control measures must be in place. And these include wearing disposable overalls, face masks, powered ventilation, short duration works, and reducing number of operatives. Reusable PPE should be thoroughly cleaned after use and not shared between workers. Single-use PPE should be disposed of so that it cannot be reused. Stairs should be used in preference to lifts or hoists. Where lifts or hoists must be used, lower their capacity to reduce congestion and regularly clean touch points, doors, buttons, etc. And again, increase ventilation in enclosed spaces. Toilet facilities. Physical distancing rules apply to the use of shared facilities, including toilets. Wash hands before and after using. Enhance the cleaning regimes for toilets, particularly door handles, locks, toilet flush, and sanitary bins. Provide suitable and sufficient rubbish bins for hand towels with regular removal and disposal.